So Harry, this is a review article on Coalesced Bainite. Can you explain what the term Coalesced Bainite means?
Well, normal platelets of bainite are very thin, usually less than a millionth of a meter in thickness. What we have discovered is that in some circumstances, identically oriented platelets tend to merge as they grow together. This creates a fat plate, which is what we call coalesced bainite.
What are the circumstances that lead to coalescence?
The circumstances are not fully understood, but coalescence must cause a disproportionate increase in strain energy because of the atomic displacements which accompany transformation.
But this strain energy should oppose the coalescence process.
You're quite right. A fatter plate would have a much higher strain energy, and therefore that would oppose coalescence. However, it is possible if the transformation occurs at a large driving force, that means a large undercooling below the bainite start temperature.
Is that the only factor influencing the development of coalesced bainite?
Low transformation temperatures also favor the coalescence process because the carbon then remains inside the bainitic ferrite, thus preventing the austenite from becoming stable. The presence of austenite between plates can prevent the merging process.
What are the consequences of this novel microstructure?
Well, the major consequence is that coalesced bainite is detrimental to mechanical properties, in particular toughness. And the simple reason why it is detrimental is that we end up with a coarse microstructure rather than the elegant, very fine plates of bainite.
Thank you very much, Harry. This is Vicky, signing off.